Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Ariane Rossico announces her second album, Danser avec le Feu, Dancing with Fire. The Montreal pianist continues to explore her hybrid mix of jazz fusion, Latin music, metal, classical, and progressive rock. The seeds for Danser avec le Feu were planted during the tour for Ariane's first album, Envolée, where she was inspired to push her concept further, exploring her unique fusion of genres and the textural possibilities of the combination of acoustic piano and electric bass. We'll be right back.
ton automobile. Tous les deux on sera bien. Et dans le ciel il y aura des étoiles et du soleil quand on mettra les voiles. S'en aller tous les deux dans le sud de l'Italie et voir la vie en bleu, tout jouer sur un pari. Toute la nuit danser le calypso dans un dancing avec vue sur l'Arno. Au milieu de la nuit, en catimini, et va la nave et va la douce vie. On s'en ira toute la vie danser le calypso en Italie. Et voilà les Greto Manon Tropo, du Campari, Campari Italo. S'en aller au matin. Boire un dernier martini et aller prendre un bain sur une plage à Capri. Voir sur ta peau le soleil se lever, à la Madone envoyer des baisers. Au milieu de la nuit, en catimini. On ira toute la vie danser le calypso en Italie et voir Allegretto Manon Tropo du Campari, Campari Italo.
Bonne fête à toi.
C'est le calypso dans un dancing avec vue sur l'Arno. Au milieu de la nuit, en catimini, et va la nave et va la douce vie. On s'en ira.
Les Canards from Toronto is a French pop bossa nova duo featuring Diane and Zaddy Pacino searching for a unique birthday present for his girlfriend's mother. Zaddy had the idea to collaborate on a song with Diane, and they recorded Voyage en Italie by Lily Cub at Zadie's home studio. The couple then recorded an EP as their wedding favor under the name Les Canards. After receiving rave reviews from their guests, the newlyweds decided to share their music with the public. Cornichibou is a portmanteau of the French words cornichon for pickle and hibou for owl. The Canards will release their debut EP, Cornichibou, on February 14th, of course. Graham Jones is an Anishinaabe English indie roots rock performer and songwriter. In March of 2024, Jones reached number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown with his hit single, The Flood. Jones' second full-length album is scheduled for release in 2025, and Ride or Die was inspired by him being a lifelong motorcyclist, and it's spoken from the perspective of a rider who doesn't fear death, knowing it comes for us all one day. When that great highway calls, then ride we must.
My mama swears we all go to heaven, but everyone I know just turns to bones and dust. Death comes for all who live. How much you got to give? Cause when that great highway calls, then ride we must. One day I'll know the kind of things no living man knows. One day I'll reach the ultimate high. 100 miles to no man's land, full throttle in my hand. No worries about tomorrow, cause tonight it's ride or die. I started running just to get away from something. Ain't no freedom like that wide open road. No destination, no direction, no way home. I don't know where I'm going, but I got to go. One day I'll know the kind of things no living man knows. One day I'll reach the ultimate high. 100 miles to no man's land, full throttle in my hand. No worries about tomorrow, cause tonight it's ride or die. Some say we all meet our maker, some put their faith in the creator. Crash, who will burn and who will see tomorrow when tonight.
formed in 2017 in Ottawa, Sunday Riot Club is Canada's new answer to bands like Dirty Honey, Greta Van Fleet, and the LA Maybe, and has already shared the stage with legendary acts such as the Dead Daisies and Canadian blues maestro Steve Hill. Together, they have embarked on an electrifying journey that swept across the provinces of Quebec and Ontario, leaving a trail of unforgettable performances. Their debut EP, Graffiti, released in April 2023, and their second effort, L'Opera, in 2024, are both available on all streaming services. You know, out in the sky. Genres be damned. Sussex is country jazz, ragtime folk, and Tin Pan Alley blues, and the celestial sound of the vibraphone and the irrepressible joy of its operator, Michael Emineau, instantly brings every Sussex audience into a world of wonder, tethering the vibe's lush, resonant sound to earth with driving fingerstyle guitar and award-winning roots songs is the work of Sussex's co-leader and multiple CFMA Contemporary Singer of the Year, Rob Lutz, for its third album, Shine. The band has enlisted Joe Grass on pedal steel guitar and Morgan Moore on upright bass to produce a multi-textured sound that is not quite like anything else.
Through the window at a bird perched out on a warm summer day, sitting in the maple by the garden's edge where the kids used to play. How they used to run around singing songs, how they moved unaware. Well, those days are gone, but that melody still lingers in the air. So shine down every day. The sun ain't looked so pretty since the middle of May. Oh, the night is coming down the railroad line. I'm gonna let my light shine.
Don't mind. I'm gonna let my light shine.
Took a couple of emails back and forth, but I managed to suss out that Seeds of Eden is a Waterloo, Ontario-based band. We received the submission from the band's drummer, Shan Bricker. He sent a couple of tracks, but the two things, well, three, that struck me. First, that the second track was a heartfelt ode to friends lost to a horrific drunk driving accident, including the brother of guitarist Glenn Affeldt. Glenn and Shan seem to be the core of the group, with the addition of different members on the two tracks that we received. The other thing for me was, quote, mastered at Abbey Road Studios. Yes, that Abbey Road. The third thing, I don't know who Sean McGee is, but wish you were here. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more, and if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio, 5830 Front Road, Stella, Ontario, K0H2S0, or email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca. Thanks for tuning in.